Blog Talk Radio.
Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Oh, you've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on today's date, March 8th, and it's part two of Women Working at Manly Jobs. And darlings, in a half hour, give it about 20 minutes, the show will be archived. You log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on March 8th, and the title is Women Working at Manly Jobs Part 2. You know, I don't, are you guys, you testosterone, are you so threatened? Women in so-called men's jobs are unkindly labeled and abused by male coworkers. So I want to ask you, did we, the society, label many blue-collar jobs traditionally on construction sites as being male-only domination? Now, here's an actual story. I don't understand this. This is circa 2018, and we're back in the dark ages. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And this is a true story. The only woman in a repair crew at wind farm sites charged in a lawsuit that her male co-workers called her by male nicknames, from common to obscene. Why? I'm sure it was because of their own insecurity. They thought that only a man could handle the job. Now, I want you to understand one thing. I don't want a male job. I'm not going to ruin a manicure. But I will support women working at manly jobs if this is what they want to do. You see, blue-collar jobs paying breadwinners' wages embodied strength and form the backbone of the American economy. What is it with you guys? Oh, by the way, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. All right, let me visualize this. You're a female beauty operator. You have your license, and you also are able to do makeup. And if a man comes on the scene, is he abused? No. We women have a lot more class. I want to ask you, what difference does it make? I'm in talk radio. And if a guy wants to come on talk radio, am I going to label him as, how dare you? What's the matter with all of you out there? Weigh in. The telephone number is 347-637-3789. Huh. Did we? I have to repeat this. Our society. Did we label many blue-collar jobs traditionally on construction sites as being male-only domination? I told you I married an iron worker. I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And they said it wouldn't last. Who are these experts? Bill and I were together for 64 years. Oh, he passed away in 2016, and I do miss him. But I did ask him one day, hey, Silver Fox, how do you guys feel about estrogen? He said, what you talking about? I said, females. being on construction sites. And he said, I, for one, love it. I don't know about anyone else, but I, for one, love having women on the job. Are you men so insecure that you think that you're the only one that could handle the job? Look, I don't want your job. I told you. I am a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. And you want to know what? Sidebar. I love giving a voice to my passion. I love doing talk radio on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm inviting you to consider giving a voice to your passion. Come on, be the star of your very own live half-hour show on internet radio. The world is waiting for you, but do you have the guts? You don't have to be a professional because, darling, you're going to be under my umbrella. I'm going to work with you on your attitude, your voice, and what your message is. By the way, darlings, I don't think too many of you would be listening to me if I sounded like this. So I am going to work with you on your voice. You could be a solopreneur, entrepreneur, business owner, venture capitalist, I don't care. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, your business, your product, your mission and passion? You do know that my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never, never, never glamorized. How do you feel about age? Hey, look in the mirror. Come on, look in the mirror. How do you look? What's your age? Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? I was just asking. So now, I told you that your mission and passion, I don't know what it is. You could be a stay-at-home mom and dad. But now close your eyes. Imagine your very own half-hour radio show starring you. And you're sharing your story with the world your way. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing tool? Oh, you could take ads out in newspapers and magazines, and of course you could take your ad out on talk radio. But it's very powerful. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Your show is archived. Of course, you get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net, and Mitchell Devanit. That in Croatian is We'll Talk, and let's see what you have to offer the world. And your show is live, no commercials, it's your show. And once it's done, I email you the archived link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and it will circle the world. We choose the day and the time, and I work with you on content. You see, I become your outside advocate. And of course there is a one-time modest fee. You know, I have bills to pay too. But do you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Not only do you have your own half-hour show, but you could take a 30-second or a 60-second commercial on Live with Kathy. Affordable rates. And there's a 13-week commitment, and I would just love working with you. Hey, you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. I told you earlier, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Now, before I get into the core of the show, I want to recognize my sponsors. I really think of them as my partners. Feel the energy, the brotherhood and the sisterhood. Iron Workers Impact. Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. Did you know that they're the Dom Perignon of the trades? My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. Hey, and it's for you gals, too. Women working at manly jobs. I think it's great. Now, you already know that I'm not going to ruin a manicure, but I truly support you on your mission. You're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on, teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a brilliant wire art sculptor, and leatherworks. The Beau Vivant creates original, unique, one-of-a-kind designs. If you want to give a unique gift that's something special, email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Oh, by the way, my website, kathywatsonspeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They're the creators. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. The Elixir of Youth. See, could it solve a spring chicken? Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operations. Just learn my natural, easy-to-learn techniques, and they're yours for life. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and sometimes death. It's an e-book and a hard, soft copy. Email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Introducing another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life, Your Lifeline. get the book. It's available at Amazon.com, author House Barnes & Noble. And I'll tell you how extraordinary she is. Edith survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. Did you ever dream of being the CEO of your own business without investing huge capital? It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in you. You need the formula. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy. Women in so-called men's jobs are still unkindly labeled and abused, verbally abused, by male coworkers. Why? Why? So I'm going to digress. Well, by the way, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Now, remember, I come from a world of haute couture and classical ballet, and I married an iron worker. Now, all of you out there, be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be, male or female. Hey, you gals, I support you 100%. And I'm going to go back to, let's review, let's see, this is March 8th. What New Year's resolution did you make? And Rhonda Byrne made one. She said, I'm only going to make one. I'm going to be positive. Because this is your life. This is not a dress rehearsal. Make a promise to yourself to be as positive as you can possibly be. Make a promise to yourself to be more positive than you've ever been in your life. And remember, treat people the way, treat women, men, the way you want to be treated. So I want you to start each day promising yourself that today, wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, I will be positive. That means that you will look for the positive things in people, circumstances, and all things. And even with women working at manly jobs. Being positive means that if any negative words come out of your mouth, you will stop mid-sentence and immediately turn the sentence into a positive one. I told you. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Being positive means that you will have fewer negative emotions. And even if a negative emotion arises, you'll be positive about it too by allowing the negative emotions to be rather than trying to push it away. Analyze it. Stop and think. Why are you so negative? Hey, this is your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. Being positive means that you will automatically focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Look in the mirror. How positive are you? Being positive means that you will become an attractive force for what you want. Being positive means self-talk, write down your thoughts, means that negative thoughts and words will begin to fall away. And you'll begin to feel happier and happier every day when you're being positive. And you'll have fewer problems. And when you're positive, it's contagious. Means that life will go smoothly for you. Everyday events will fall into place and things will go your way. Being positive means that you will feel good. Right now, look in the mirror and make a commitment to change your entire life in 2018 through the simple, singular act, being positive. From Rhonda Byrne and Kathy Watson, wishing you a happy, positive new year for 2018. This is going to go on all year, because I'm the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Oh, darlings, take time to live our world in life. Have so much to give. Positive. What? I want to ask you guys a question. Are you threatened when there are women on the job? I did an analogy earlier. I mean, you could come in, you could be talk radio, you could sit right next to me, I don't care. You're in the beauty business, you're in the glamour business. You're in theater, you're in movie. We don't care. Peace and being positive comes from being aligned with the present moment. Are you living in the now? Wherever you are, you feel that you are home because you are home. So if you're listening to this and you're going to work and they're going to be male and females on the job, accept it. Embrace it. And forgive yourself for being so negative, toxic negative thinking. Forgiveness happens naturally as soon as you realize that the past cannot prevail against the power of the present. Live in the now. Eckhart Tolle, get his book, The Power of Now. Honey, this is all we have. Because people don't realize that now is all there ever is. Right now. There is no past or future except as memory or anticipation in your mind. Look in the mirror. Get a pen and pad right now. And be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. You know, there are two ways of being unhappy. Did you know that? One is not getting what you want, and the other is getting what you want. And you guys on the job, if we gals are there, accept it. Now, if you think this, that, or the other thing will make you happy, when you get what you wanted, you will again be focusing on the next moment. Never being in the moment, the now, which is all that we have. Are you going to work with your tools? Are you living in the now? Are you going to work alongside male, female? Be grateful. Gratitude is an essential part of being present. Be grateful for your job. Remember, blue-collar jobs paying breadwinners wages embodied strength and formed the backbone of the American economy. Deepak Chopra said, you know, be conscious of who you are. Be aware of what you are thinking. Every time you are tempted to react in the same old way, always ask yourself, do you want to be a prisoner of the past or the prisoner or the pioneer, excuse me, pioneer of the future? Come on. you gals. Just be the best you can be out on the job. I support you. If you think that when you take a vacation or get that ideal job or find the ideal partner or get a better job or a nice place to live or I don't know, whatever it is, oh, you'll then be happy? You're not living in the now. That's when you lose yourself in the future. Hello, you see, every ego wants to be special if it can't be special by being superior to others. It's also quite happy being especially miserable. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel today? You feel marvelous? Are you enjoying your life? Rather than asking if you can ever be free, because ever is a huge amount of future time, look in the mirror and ask yourself if you could be free at this moment. This moment is all that we have. The only place where you can or need to be free is this moment, not the rest of your life. Live in the now. And all of you gals, if you're going to work now on a construction job, be the best you possibly could be. And tune them out. Don't pay any attention to the men. Remember, we raise them. I'm going to have to do a show on the growing rooster. Did you know that memories are thoughts? Why are you thinking in the past? You only have the present moment right now. Right now. The now. You see, the ego loves guilt. It loves not only blaming others, that strengthens it, too. If that doesn't work, you can blame yourself. Strengthen. But, of course, every human being has done things in the past that they regret. And I know that I've done things in the past that I regret. They were silly and stupid. And so realizing the essence of who you are doesn't lie in the past or thoughts about the past. It's now. This is all we have. The present moment. And darlings, once you realize that the primary purpose of your life is the strengthening, the inner, and this is what becomes the main purpose, then the secondary purpose, the outer purpose, falls into place. By being true to life and being true to now, life will bring to you whatever it is appropriate as far as your inner purpose is concerned. What are you thinking? You can always easily recognize that something is coming from ego because when you get it doesn't satisfy you. Memories are thoughts that arise. They are not realities. Only when you believe that they are real, then they have the power over you. But when you realize it's just another thought arising about the past, then you can find a space, a spacious relationship with thought. So thought no longer has you in its grip. Eckhart Tolle. So, darling, you are the life that is eternal. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. You see, there's a presence, there's a consciousness, there's a timelessness, and that's the life beyond the form of life that you are. I want you to live in the now. Remove, delete all dark, negative thoughts and people from your life and your thinking, and be joyous. Be in gratitude, joy, and happiness. It's your start. You are the creator of your life. You've been listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Until tomorrow, au revoir.